It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
Rolling on, Cap J. Hood, 9 a.m. in the great city of Chicago. Enjoy your day. It's going to be a hot one out there. Like, I got up this morning, and I opened up the door. I'm like, whoa, it's chilly out there. And then I checked the forecast. It's going to be like 92 or 3 degrees today.
Tracy,
like, quick warm-up.
Tracy has been great. Tracy Butler from ABC 7 has been great with the weather. We'll have some rain, I'm sure, at some point for those that have crops and have gardens and stuff, but so far it's been a great June for me.
It's been awesome. Tracy is killing it. And she is tremendous.
And it's 7:02 in the Pacific as we get ready for the U.S. Open.
Oh, I can't wait.
as we have it on in here, you know, that this is not what I expected. I don't know about you, Jeff. This is not what I expected working mornings. Is that there's some times here where we get some live sports.
Yeah, baby.
We're not used to have. Usually that's, you know, middle of the day to the evening. We get some live sports where we're watching live. We're watching Mickelson right now.
Warm
get
up.
Ready. Yeah.
You know what? I need to buy a ticket on him. I bought every major. I bet Phil Mickelson, except of course the last one that he won.
And soccer. We got Ukraine.
Second half of the Euros. Ukraine winning 2-0.
Over who?
Maryland.
Yeah, it's MKD.
Oh, I can see that.
North Macedonia.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds like a thriller.
What's your problem? All right, Mr. Sportsman, why don't you break it down? Tell me about why that's not a thriller. Break it down.
I have no idea who plays for North Macedonia.
You're just taking a sideswipe for no reason.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, there's no reason. Now, I explain to you, say to the people here in the 9 o'clock hour that have just tuned in, about you make the call.
Well, this kid from Macedonia is fat. What a save.
Would you just tell people about what's going on?
Make the call.
My wife came to me the other day and said, honey, I'm buying tickets
Harry.
For the family to go see the Van Gogh immersive exhibit.
Yes.
I said, great, I'm in. Do you need my credit card? Here you go. Let's do it. And she said, we're all good. I got the tickets already, but I need something else from you. What do you need? I want your phone in my purse during the exhibit. Excuse me?
And for you, that's fighting words.
Pretty much.
As if she asked for your balls in her purse.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Your phone is your balls in this spot. Is it not?
And I said,
oh. Sylvie, would you rather hand over your balls or your phone to your wife, Cap?
Same. It's the same, is it not for you?
Much.
That's my ball.
I said,
watch the zipper.
How does my check? She goes, you'll be on Twitter. I said, hon, I promise you, I won't go on Instagram, Twitter, none of it. I just want to be able to check a score here and there.
Would you rather have your balls in the purse or your phone in your purse? Waddle.
Abdallah!
Write it down. Take that.
So.
Take that.
That is the question.
And my response to that is that you can put your phone away because you've already had your bets down. Mm-hmm. Whatever you're going to bet on, it's already taken care of. You don't need to continue to take a look at your phone. If it's an hour, you can survive that. You know why? Because of the malote. That's why.
Mitote.
Huh?
Mitote. Mitote.
Some yes. Melted butter on there and a little spice.
Oh, so good. Oh, a little Chianti with fava beans. That'd be so good, man. Having all that. I mean, you can handle it, man. Just an hour. You said north of an hour, right?
I mean, knowing my wife, that's a two-hour experience.
Two.
These guys just said it was 45 minutes.
But then you could stay as long as you want examining the art.
Okay, so then you can,
this is
you
the
can
guy
walk out.
Who we drove to the, we were on a trip, and we showed up at the Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled up, and I was with my old girlfriend then. I was pre-Mindy.
Yes.
And we pulled up. She was so excited. We got to go see this. I looked at her for about 30 seconds. I went, I'm good.
Oh, jeez. Just wants to see balls and strikes. Now, why can't you just open your mind to other things? I just want to see the competition.
What would you feel comfortable like committing to? If Mindy asked you for 5 minutes... Could you give her 5 minutes?
Yes. I would do anything for Mindy. She
except
truly
give up your phone for 45 minutes.
The best decision of my life was marrying her.
That's fine, but she wants you to do things too. You can't just be a softball goof. You got to be able to do more than that, man. I mean, it's just an hour. You already got your bets in. It's just a game. That's all.
It's going
to
be more.
What's the highest number you would commit to, though? 5 minutes? Seven? Eight?
I would commit to
10? Would you give her 10? She said phone away for 10.
Yes, no. I could do that.
Okay.
How about 20? How about 20?
We're pushing it.
See?
No. I could get, if she said, hon, we'll be out of there in an hour, all good.
I'll add on to this as well, as we've just come to find out from one of our listeners here. No seat. Cap's not going to deal with that. Wait a minute. There's no captain chair? I don't know.
Cap doesn't sit down anyway.
I stand the entire show.
I understand that, but in this spot, because you're going to be worn out by the pitchers, you just want to be able to take a rest.
He's going to be walking around that circle like a puppy.
Excuse me, do you have a concession stand? And is it keto friendly?
Do you have churros? Just something. This is boring. I'll have a hot dog just to make it interesting. Any beer? I'm not a beer guy, but I'll drink it. This sucks. That's a sunflower. It looks like a catcher's mitt to me.
David Roselle. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, Hoodie Cap. So my wife and I did this a few months back for her birthday.
Yeah.
She saw this on the Emily in Paris Netflix show.
Yes.
So she's like, oh, that'd be cool if it ever came here. So when it did, you know, being the great husband I am, got tickets for it. It is 35 minutes and you sit on the floor, but they give you a padded seat if you pay the extra like $20 for your ticket. So we did that. And then you just go in the big room that it has. We found a spot on the wall, threw the seat underneath us, sat against the wall. So it's not a chair, but at least it was something to lean your back up against. And the great thing is they serve alcohol. So we had a nice glass of wine. You go 35 minutes, you sip on your wine, you watch the yard. It was actually pretty interesting. And then after 35 minutes, Cap, ask for your phone back, go on Instagram Live, show everyone all the cool pictures, because we know that's the first thing you're going to do.
Interesting. All right, so how long did you stay?
Oh, we did an hour. We did the first half, watched it, and then the second half, we kind of got touristy with it. We took our pictures, like, you know, from our seats and tried to prop ourselves so we can be in the background and, you know, had stuff that we could post on social media as well. So we did about an hour, and then we're like, let's go hit Small Cheval and let's get dinner.
Oh, that sounds good.
That sounds really good.
Hey, man, thanks. Appreciate you.
This is one of the pictures I see here at the Van Gogh exhibit. So, Cap, what do you think?
That guy looks like Burt Blylevin.
Why are there so many pictures of Burt Blylevin? There's a lot of self-portraits from Van Gogh.
Does anyone here have any questions? Yes, sir. Did he paint Burt Blylevin?
This guy, how good was his 12-6 curveball?
One win short of 300. Wow.
This guy looks like Burt Blylevin with a cowboy hat.
With a cowboy
hat. Is this art? I'll take that.
You know, Cap, maybe you throw down an edible. You won't even remember your phone for a half an hour.
Edible? How about that?
Why aren't there any pictures of Kirby Puckett?
Well, there's a reason for that. No Chicagoans in there with one eye.
Let's go back to the phones.
That's why.
Nick in Round Lake. What's up, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Hoodie, you're killing it. Cap, I just wanted to tell you, this actually can work out good for you. And when I heard that you're going to be sitting on the floor, dude, you can meditate.
I could do that.
Yeah, but now we're at the phone.
Yeah, but I need the Headspace app. So that might make it tough. Hey, hon, can I have my phone back? I need to meditate in here. Not going to work. Nick, thanks, bud. 312-332-3776.
That guy looks like Arietta. Why is Arietta in here? One question. Does he still have enough of the tank, sir?
Sir, this is a Van Gogh.
It looks like an Arietta. Does he have a little bit more of the tank for us? Take that.
Wow. Joe and
goofy questions.
Bourbon A. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, boys? This whole thing with your phone, Cap, yeah. I don't think you're a bad person. I don't think you're disrespecting anybody. Plus, I'm guilty of pulling out my phone with people. But I've got to a point with some friends of mine that I've had to have, like, an intervention with, because it's impossible to have conversations with people, like, with a table at a dinner table. When one person comes out, it's like, oh, look what this guy said on Twitter, or look what this guy said here. I remember being with some people when they wanted to announce, like, a pregnancy, right? But they couldn't, because the whole time, this one girl was, like, sitting there the whole time updating us on everything on her phone. And it's not like your intention to do that, but it's like as soon as one pulls out their phone, they immediately just like are displaced from a conversation or anything going on. Do you get what I'm saying there?
Not really. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey!
Did you
even hear what he said?
Yeah, I did.
Well, he's just saying, like, you know,
pull out your phone, you're displaced from the conversation. I'm able to multitask.
Some can't, though.
I could stay engaged in the moment. Just give a quick little glance. Ooh, 2-1 in the sixth. It's a good ball game. That's one of the ugliest paintings I've ever seen.
That's a Van Gogh.
That literally looks like something I'd paint in an art class.
That's a Van Gogh.
Yeah. He's in for a treat. Show him the one of the chair, Hoodie. Show him the chair, Van Gogh's chair.
But this is the kind of interaction that Mindy's looking for. See, don't waste it all here. You're allowed to give your opinions. You're also allowed not to like something. But that's what she's looking for, a little give and take, Cap. It's not that hard.
There's a Van Gogh here. The Kaplans, would you like to take a look at this? Step right over here. This is the sunflower.
It looks like it's dying.
Does anybody water that thing? Wow.
This doesn't look like the ivy at Wrigley. I need my phone! Wrigley!
You could do better. You're better than that. You can handle it.
I'm actually not.
No? You're not?
I don't think so. Ed in Downers Grove. What's up, Ed?
You guys are killing me, the Blylevin thing. I pulled up a bunch of Van Goghs, and I shot them, and I'm like, I'm never going to get that out of my head.
It's Blylevin!
Burt Blylevin.
Home run. He got I'll tell you, Ed, he had a great 12-6 curveball, and he also was a great painter, I'll tell you.
I only wish Tom Brenneman had announced some of his games, Hoodie. Thank you.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
I'm a man of faith.
Oh, he sure is. Anyway, so, Cap, I don't know if you're aware. You probably are. But Van Gogh cut off his own ear.
Yeah,
so
he had like a fight with Paul Gauguin. That was what led to it.
Paul Gauguin.
Gauguin, whatever.
Whatever, I know.
Give me credit, man. I'm trying.
He's not a middle reliever. He doesn't know how to pronounce it.
It's unbelievable. You're an uncouth bastard. You can't come up with that? What is the matter with you?
Gauguin!
He played left for the Cub. Take that!
But at least Mindy's not asking you to cut off an appendage.
Thank goodness. Thanks,
later,
man.
Boys.
Appreciate you.
That phone is damn near an appendage on Cap.
312-332-3776.
How about this one? How about this one? There's a white man with a black afro. That's a Van Gogh picture as well. Who's he supposed to be?
Ivan Drago?
Is that who that is? Who is that, Meller? Who's this guy here with the black afro?
I believe that's a hat.
We will get to more of your calls. A lot of laughs we're having. And we'll even get to the NBA playoffs. So all coming up next.
Look at that. He's got a fro.
It's a bad look.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
We're having a lot of fun, a lot of laughs on a Thursday here on ESPN 1000. Make sure you download the Cap J Hood podcast on the ESPN Chicago app.
See what's happening here? Ukraine, now it's a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, Macedonia just scored.
Yeah,
on a rocket.
Maryland's coming back here. What?
Macedonia.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
They just scored on a rocket to make it 2-1 in the 61st minute. Now we're at 63-37 and counting.
So would you like to apologize to the North Macedonians?
For what?
You just said they scored on a rocket.
And you also said that that's thrilling. Oh, that's, well, you know what? You got a ball game.
No, I enjoy soccer.
You did say that.
The Macedonian team just doesn't do it for me.
Well, why?
Because I've never heard of any of their players.
But it doesn't mean that, like, they're still competitive. They're not the Nets for you, for God's sakes. I don't like the Macedonian team. I don't like that Durant. They're unlikable.
Do you know a whole lot of Ukrainian players, by the way?
See, I don't.
Okay. Just spewing. Just open mouth say things.
That's the John Hamm of European soccer.
For no reason. It's like.
You got to get John Hamm on one day.
I don't like you. Why? The roles you played.
You were really rude to Richard Jewell.
I didn't like that.
Is it because he's a Cardinals fan? Is that why you don't like John?
Yeah, that plays in.
That's the main reason.
No, he was an ass in Richard Jewell.
He also doesn't like John Rooney very much.
He's awesome in
Mad Men.
Actually, I
like John Rooney. Well, John's my guy.
Well, that's not what I heard.
Wow. So we're talking, you make the call. My wife bought tickets to see Van Gogh with the kids and said, you know, I'm in, Mindy. We're good. She said, yeah, except I want your phone. I want you engaged and paying attention.
And I just don't think there's a problem with that. If I go to comedy clubs, I've done this twice now, mm-hmm. where they take your phone and they put it in like a little green case, click, and they lock it up. Unless you have to leave for an emergency, like out, your phone's in their
Hold
care.
Hold on a second. Kevin Hart or Van Gogh? Kevin Hart, sign me up.
No, I need my phone for Kevin Hart.
Like Maniscalco, when he comes in, I want to see him.
Why? You can get that anytime at Benny's.
That's Manischewitz. I'm talking about Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, beg your pardon. I'm having a half day. But I mean, listen, when it comes to the 15 minutes of fame, it's 14 after the hour for Kevin Hart. So I need my phone for that. But for a Chris Rock, an all-timer, if they want to lock my phone up, go ahead. This has happened several times at Chicago Theater. It's like, what am I going to do? This is what because they don't want you filming their jokes.
And stealing them.
Right. That's exactly why.
Putting them on social media.
Right.
That's it. Lucas in Naperville. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great show as always.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Got a few perspectives on the museum or the exhibit. I went with my wife last month. There is benches there. There is a few benches that you can sit on. Mm-hmm. It is a 35-minute show. You can go upstairs also, and there is seats up there along a balcony that you can get a new view and perspective of the show. And on top of that, the best part is there's a bar there. So you can go grab a few drinks while you watch.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, we're starting to talk here.
Now, here, Lucas, for normal guys like you and I mean, we're not the upper crust like Cap, but for guys like you and I, Lucas, like whatever they've got, we'd be glad to drink and be able to watch, look at these pictures. But for Cap, it's got to be a specific kind of blend. It's got to be aged, all that kind of nonsense, you know? And that's the difference between you and I.
I can absolutely enjoy just a standard cocktail.
That's what I did. I went and grabbed a drink, and I am guilty. I pulled my phone out during that exact period, checked some scores, came back to the missus, sat back down. But it's 35 minutes, and then they just kind of go through it again. And so we stayed for a second showing of it from a different angle or perspective. And that was when I kind of got to look at my phone and check some things out, grab a drink. It wasn't a horrible time. Not something I would do again, but we got through it.
All right, Lucas, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
He survived it. He was totally fine with it. Now, I will ask you, Cap, for someone that's, again, you're in these circles, but you're really not that guy. You found a way over the years to find your way into situations like this, where the upper crust is. But I will ask you, like, what is your favorite type of art besides the dogs playing cards? Do you have another do you have another piece of art that you really admire?
Yeah, actually I do.
Let's hear about it.
I have a lithograph that hangs on the first floor of the house.
Have I seen this?
Yes, you were sitting right next to it.
I see.
It's the cover of Time magazine. It's a collectible. There was only 100 of them made. It's signed by the jockey and the owner of Secretariat.
That is not what I'm talking about as far as art. I mean the stuff that
framed.
I mean the stuff that Blylevin did back in the day. Be home by 11. I want to know about this guy, his art. Tell us about your favorite piece of art. Go right ahead. I'll lay out and listen. This is why this is ridiculous that she's asking you to do this.
Is my Ernie Banks jersey that's framed?
No, that's not the same thing. My kind of town, Chicago. Get out of here, Ernie. Just go 3 for $5 today, could you? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your favorite piece of art. I'll just lay out and listen.
Mellor, help me, please.
No, no, you don't ask Mellor for help.
He's Googling. Don't Google famous artwork.
I've got a favorite piece. I got to find out
Mona
the name.
Mona Lisa's going to pop up here because it's one of the most famous works of art.
I liked her mold.
Last Supper.
Mona Lisa was nice.
There was a... So I was on my first honeymoon, and we were on vacation.
Yes.
And I went into this. My wife said, let's go in this art gallery. Really? We're in Hawaii. What, for what reason am I going in an art gallery? I can't afford anything in there. And what am I going in for? Well, I would just like to see what they have. So there was this artist, and I can't remember his name, but he did this duck. Cartoon duck. Yeah. And it was...
Oh, God.
It was a...
You broke me with that one. That's it. I got nothing left.
Was it Daffy?
No. Crosstalk with Carmen Yurko's next. I can't... Get off the pot, Yurko. Come in early. That's why I left him in the bathroom.
His name was Donald. A man named...
I like this duck. I think it was Daffy.
Disney painted him.
Yeah, it is the artist's name Walt Disney.
No, it was a really, really amazing piece. And I looked at it and went, that's my kind of art. I want that right there.
A stick figure of a duck. That's what she like.
And it was a 3D piece in plexiglass. It was amazing. I'm going to find it at the break.
But that's what you got to, you know, when art speaks to you, whatever it happens to be, that's when you buy it.
So my wife's like, you should buy that. That thing's amazing. I said... Yeah, I can't afford $4,900 for a freaking comic duck. No, a hard pass. The last time I checked and I found it, that thing was being sold again for $25,000. It had gone up. Now, we got married in 1991, so this was probably 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I got to find it again. What the heck is the name of that artist? This guy's become famous.
I said Walt Disney.
It's not Walt Disney.
That's the name of the artist you're talking about.
No.
Honey, look over this. It's Whistler's mother. Who's Whistler? An old brave? Take that. Right-hander.
It's Billy Williams' hometown.
That's where it is, right there. That's
not it.
The Mallard duck with the little hat on and little Hawaiian shirt looking like doll.
So the
scary.
The piece of art, JR, see if
scary.
You can find it. The piece of art has the duck suntanning himself with 3 bullet holes over the top of him like someone was trying to get him. Yes, and he's got sunglasses on, I believe. Dude, it's awesome.
Are you high?
I'm not.
Were you high last night?
No.
Okay.
See, but you can appreciate certain types of art, so why are you so... Like, and didn't you have a phase where you were paying someone to teach you how to paint?
Yeah, Billy Tokyo. I actually... My wife just took the stuff out of my office.
Billy
Tokyo? She's like, Billy Tokyo. He's an artist in town. Anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
I have 3 or 4... 3/4 done paintings in the house that I've done. I actually enjoyed doing it. I'd play music, lock the door, and I would have a good time.
You should paint famous ball players from the 70s and 80s. And then 100 years from now, somebody will be looking at the Cap exhibit.
Look at this one. This is Rick Rushel. He's got a big belly. Want it? Take that.
Sold.
No, not sold. Garbage.
I call this one Rick and Paul.
Look, you got a regular Bob Ross right next to me here.
All right, shot or no shot is coming up next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
That's why I say animation.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say animation.
Hold on a minute. I found it. It's called Sitting Duck by Michael Bedard. That thing is valuable, valuable, valuable.
To who? You?
The people have paid big money for that. I think, you know what? I'm going to make a deal with Mindy. They're selling prints of it now, like very inexpensive prints. I can't afford the sculpture.
Kidding.
How about I'll give her the phone for the show if she buys me a print of the sitting duck that I missed out on with my first wife in 1991.
Are you going to tell her that story, though? I mean, you telling her your story about your... So this reminds you of your first wife.
Doesn't she remind me of my first wife.
That's when you got it, though, during that time, that honeymoon.
You mean when I saw it?
Yes. Are you going to tell her that?
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with my first... It's just that image, I think, is cool.
Look, I'm with you on the story. Mm-hmm. Can you sell her on the story?
Yes.
She's good with that.
Yes.
My first honeymoon, I saw this picture. It reminds me of that time. Well, it reminds you of your first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the follow-up.
Correct.
You good with that? Can you handle that?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's very comfortable with herself. Yeah. Picked her. I'm with her.
Is she comfortable with you? That's a problem.
I think.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know.
17-year anniversary next week.
I would just, that's fine, but I would just kind of like look at it from afar. I don't know if I'd want to bring that in the house.
That thing is cool.
No. Do you consider that art, Mallory? You see this, right? We retweeted it at Cap J Hood on social media. I want people to be able to see this. Is that art or not?
It wouldn't be my first choice, but listen, I have a wide definition of what art is, and so I'll give it to it. I might prefer something painted by Eric Bedard, but
yes,
it'll work.
Or something.
He was a good pitcher.
Or something that, I don't know, maybe an adult would like. I mean, really? Three ducks relaxing.
Well, look at the one. That's the one I really like. Just the single duck looking up at the bullet holes while he has a cocktail in his hands. Dude.
What does that remind you of?
Me.
Some bullet holes in your crib.
It definitely looks something more like something I would wear in a t-shirt as opposed to, hanging my house. But hey.
I mean, this is really in the same genre of the dogs playing cards, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
It really
is.
It's simple. It's three ducks. I can follow it. I like their floor.
Look at that one right there. The one duck. Sunglasses. Got his padded chair.
JR, can Twitch see that or am I too far over? Can Twitch see that?
Hold on.
Twitch.tv, ESPN 1000.
Yeah, they can see it. You might want to tilt it a little bit. There's a little glare there. But yeah, you can see the three ducks right there on Twitch.tv, ESPN 1000 Chicago.
This is what my partner feels is art. This is art. Not Van Gogh and Bert Blyleven. No, not that. This. Three ducks is art.
He would rather go to an immersive experience of the things done by Michael Bedard than Van Gogh.
Yes, 100%.
Look, Mindy, quack, quack, quack. I like that.
I'm not even looking at my phone. I'm so mesmerized.
The 2-1 to Rizzo, fouled away.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, man, that picture is awesome.
All right, JR, it's time now for Shot or No Shot, as brought to you by
PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook is now open. Download the PointsBet app right now. Stop by Hawthorne Racecourse. Don't even have to get out of your car. Register your account. JR.
10 o'clock, just can't get here fast enough.
Gentlemen.
Go ahead.
Cap, good morning.
Good morning.
Hood, how's it going?
Okay.
I know. We're almost there, bud. We're almost there.
We're almost 10 o'clock. I've been crawling this morning. Just crawling to 10.
Allen Robinson met the media yesterday, had this to say.
Well, I don't have any updates or nothing like that. You know, at the end of the day, that's out of my control. It's not what I can't control. So right now I'm just focusing on, again, the things that I can control, coming back, being the best player that I could be, trying to help this offense continue to improve. And that's the main focus for me right now. You know, it's just controlling what I can, helping myself to be better will help this team be better, and obviously will help us from just an organization standpoint be better this year than we have been in the past couple of years.
Back to Brad Hicks.
What would your comfort level be playing out the final year of your contract? How would that sit with you?
I mean, again, that's not in my control if I don't, you know. So at the end of the day, obviously controlling what I can. I mean, with that being a possibility, then, I mean, that is what it is. You know, I'm comfortable with that. I mean, obviously that's a possibility. So, I mean, that's fine. It is what it is. You know, like I said before, my main focus right now is continuing to be better, continuing to get better.
Ah, the ever popular, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Shot or no shot, the ship has sailed on a multi-year deal for A-Rob.
That's a no shot. I think that's still in the possibility for A-Rob, right? I really believe that. And once again, I tip my cap to A-Rob for not taking the bait, right? he could complain about Trubisky, complain about not getting enough footballs. I mean, it's just part of the wide receiver position. He's just been very professional the entire time. Remember, he started with Blake Bortles,
mm-hmm.
and drew Trubisky through Foles. And so, no, I think it's still a possibility.
Yeah, I'm with Hoodie. That's a no shot. Absolutely, he could have a big year. They can clear a little room in the off season, and he's still in his late 20s. What is he, turning 30?
Mm-hmm.
All in. Yes, you could get this guy signed.
JR.
Guys, Gerrit Cole had this to say yesterday after he went 8 innings and striking out only 4 in his outing.
It's so hard to grip the ball. For Pete's sake, it's part of the reason why almost every player on the field has something, regardless if they're a pitcher or not, to help them control the ball. I think certainly I agree with uniformity. I would encourage the commissioner's office to continue to talk with us, please, because we're the ones that throw the ball. They don't. And, we're the experts in this situation, and we're aligned in terms of intent with the commissioner's office as well.
Shot or no shot, MLB should, quote, talk to the pitchers?
I don't have a problem talking with him, but when he keeps talking, he sounds like a whiny, petulant ass. Mm. Like, well, you were okay in Pittsburgh. You were good. Not, oh, my God, good, but you were good. You went down to Houston, where I have a funny feeling they've got a lab down there that cooked up whatever you needed to get you and your buddies much higher spin rate. And now, oh, God, they're going to actually crimp my style.
For Pete's sake.
For Pete's sake. So, yeah, he's a whiny ass.
Put that on the poll, please, JR, at Cap J Hood. Have you used the phrase, for Pete's sake, the last 5 years, yes or no? For Pete's sake. Hey, what are you, someone's grandpa? What are you doing
neighbor,
there?
I have a neighbor named Pete. I've used it a couple times, actually.
That's fine. Well, that's, well, you're ancient.
I haven't used it.
You're ancient. Well, I want you to put that and see whether or not people have used for Pete's sake over the last 5 years.
Or Jiminy Christmas.
Oh, that's George. So, yeah, I believe that Major League Baseball, I told you before, Cap, there should be more transparency, right? Mm-hmm. So you like the players saying what they have to say, but I just find it fascinating that Manfred's got nothing to say about this. Nothing to say. I mean, you're the commissioner. If this is Goodell, it's a press conference. There's a lot of stuff on social media based on what the commissioner would say, but Manfred hiding in the shadows with this. Also, just to be fair, Players Association say anything lately?
Haven't heard a word.
Anything? Maybe something I didn't. Maybe I missed it.
Not a peep.
The inner workings of baseball is always fascinating to me.
It is.
They work hand in hand, clearly. They're supposed to be separate entities, but they seem like they work hand in hand. My pitchers are using something, using a substance that they shouldn't. Major League Baseball didn't say anything about it, and the Players Association didn't say anything about it. I find that fascinating. That's mum. Nothing being said.
Nothing.
JR.
Guys, the Hawks came back from 26 down to beat Philly, and the Clippers beat the Jazz without Kawhi. Shot or no shot that you're buying either of these teams making their respective conference final?
Philly or Utah? Well, I still got the ticket on Utah to get to the West.
Are you talking about Philly or Utah or the two teams that came back?
I was talking about the two teams that came back that are now up 3-2, the Hawks and the Clippers.
Well, the Clippers, no.
No shot because Kawhi has an ACL they're reporting, and if that's knocking him out for the rest of the year, they're done. They cannot win it.
Listen, I give Playoff P credit. I didn't think – first of all, the series is not over. But I give Playoff P credit. Without Kawhi, Paul George came up big. All I've ever asked for Paul George is to be able to play above and beyond his ability because, well, I know he's a terrific player. He led that Clipper team yesterday, so without Kawhi. So get on the road in a hostile environment in Salt Lake. So I give him a lot of credit for that. I don't know if they can win the series. Probably not. Yes, thank you. But I don't see that now. The Philly-Atlanta situation, can Atlanta beat Philadelphia in this series? Yeah.
Yes.
I think so. But championship material? Atlanta being the top of the
Well, here's East? The thing. If the hamstring continues to be a problem, and if Kyrie's out, yes, they can.
Yes, because I don't know what Durant brings. That's tonight, right? Whew, big game. So 48 minutes for Durant. I don't know how much he has. He's going to have to rest here. He can't go back-to-back 48-minute games, right? He can't do that.
Why not?
Man, it's. I'm not even sure Durant was 100% out there, but he gave his all, right? And so Harden's out there for 46 minutes, and I thought more or less he was like a kind of sort of a spy out there, kind of like he's out there, but you don't know exactly what he could do. But we saw he couldn't shoot the basketball because of the hamstring. He was not great defensively, but he's almost like a decoy out there, wasn't he?
What if you were the coach and Durant came to you this morning and said, Coach, I know your game plan. You get me out at the end of the first and you get me a little rest at the end of the... I'm not coming off the court.
That's fine. I just want to make sure that don't give your all in this series. Give what you can because we might need you for a game seven. Hey, we might win this thing tonight. I'm going to need you above and beyond just tonight.
Coach, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Well, I was out with an Achilles. I know what it's like to be out. I'm playing all 48.
Yeah, you grab
him. And if it goes overtime, I'm in too.
You grab him by the shorts. If you're Steve Nash. He's like, look, this is an important series, but the next series is important as well.
Mm-hmm.
That matters, Cap. It's about communication.
It is.
Now here, Nash and Durant kept talking after every time out. Like, you good?
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good.
Well, okay.
Let's go.
So and they won the game, which was amazing.
JR.
One more, guys. Cap, earlier this morning in the IDOT bullpen.
That's right. And driving responsibly in construction and work zones really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Mesmerized. Passing the phone around. Look at this, you guys, by the Las Vegas Knights intro versus Montreal. Shot or no shot, they have the best intro in sports.
Shot. It was so amazingly cool that my wife was in the middle of typing a thing up for work. I said, hon, stop. You got to watch this. And I rewound it on the TV, and even she admitted, that's amazingly cool. It's the coolest intro pregame ceremony, whatever, festivity in all of sports. It's not close.
I saw it this morning. I thought that was just tremendous. But you would expect that from Vegas, right?
Yes. It's like a Vegas show.
Yeah. This is why we should have had sports in Vegas a long time ago.
That's a bucket list item. I want to go to a game there.
Yeah.
And if they make the Stanley Cup final, that'd be amazing to watch.
I love that you literally stopped your wife from working to show her that, and you can't understand why she wants you to hand her your phone.
Wow.
All right.
By the way, real quick, just a quick sidebar. Mm-hmm. Do you remember where you were in 1994 or 27 years ago? That would be 1994?
Yeah, I know exactly where I was.
Where were you?
On the air on this station offending soccer fans.
No, you were not. No. No, where were you during the OJ chase?
Oh, I was at a restaurant on Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling with my ex-in-laws, ex-brother-in-laws, ex-wife. And they were all at the table, and I was standing at the bar mesmerized, and then they all came up and joined me. And everyone in the restaurant stopped eating, got up, went to the bar, and we all stood there and watched this insane chase.
Okay, so this is the anniversary of the OJ chase, June 17th, 1994?
Correct.
1995.
And on that same day, 94. Arnold Palmer played his final round in the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach.
The Rangers had their parade. Yep.
And the Rockets and the Knicks were playing in the NBA final all on the same day.
I was at Fuddruckers with my sister Aisha in South Holland picking up dinner because I was picking up dinner for the NBA game. It's like, okay, we're going to pick up dinner, going to watch the Rockets and the Knicks. And I sit down and I see a split screen. I go, I don't know what's happening here with this chase, but I'm trying to watch the game here. And Bob Costas, white as a sheet, trying to broadcast this thing. And I said, wait a minute. This seems like this is more important than the game. Now, all of a sudden, the split screen didn't matter. I'm trying to watch the Rockets and the Knicks. I don't know what's going on here. And then it got more and more serious as the day went on, like, oh, God.
And then he went, let's go to Tom Brokaw at NBC News. Yeah, it was crazy, man.
I'm looking for the game.
And the game took a back seat.
It certainly did, didn't it?
All right, the Bears announced a letter to season ticket holders yesterday, 100% capacity and tailgating for 2021. We might hear from our favorite owner. Next.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood
on ESPN 1000
and the ESPN Chicago app.
Welcome to Letters with George. George is on vacation. I'm owner Jerry, and Kenny and Rick are our baseball guys. I just want you to know we get a lot of letters across my desk that talk about the first place White Sox. Things are going right. I will tell you right now, the fish and the creamy soup go down very smooth, knowing that the Sox are playing well and Tony's at the helm. I feel very good about it. I just want to tell you, I'm really, really good about what's going on with this White Sox team. Well, we get a lot of letters also that come across my desk asking about the first place White Sox, like this one. I don't fuss with the letter. I don't open up the. It's already open for me right here. I don't deal with the whole envelope thing. It's already here. It says, "Dear Jerry, this is from Joe in Des Plaines, Illinois. I am a Cubs fan, and I'd love to be on your bandwagon. You're a first-place team. I love changing the game. I love how this team is coming together. Can I be a White Sox fan, even though I'm a Cub fan as well?" Sincerely, Joe from Des Plaines. Dear Joe, one question. How did the Cubs do today? Thanks so much. And George will be back next week. Letters with Jerry. Changed the game. You know, Tony is my guy. I love it. Goodbye.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox! Let's go, 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 White Sox!
That's a nice feature we just had.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
How'd the Cubs do this?
That's what he asked. There you go. George's on vacation. Jerry's able to come in right here on the ESPN 1000 White Sox Network. So there you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
The what Bears announced in a letter. And I found the letter to be...
Oh, you have a letter.
I have a letter here.
Got it here. Ah! See, Jerry doesn't... He already had it in front of him on his desk. He doesn't fuss with
The envelope.
The envelope. Right.
We hope this... Dear Chicago Bears season ticket holder.
Yep.
We hope this letter finds you safe, healthy, and enjoying your summer. Following the lead from city and state officials, along with public health experts, it's with much excitement and anticipation we're planning to welcome fans back to Soldier Field at full capacity for the 2021 season. All efforts to provide a safe game day experience will continue. Many health and safety guidelines were implemented over the past year to stay in place, including deep cleaning and disinfecting protocols to address all high touch point areas and hand sanitizing stations conveniently located throughout the stadium. Fully vaccinated fans and staff will not be required to wear a face covering, but it is encouraged for those who are not fully vaccinated. Why not just say, well, you got to wear it? Really? It's encouraged.
Yes. Well, because...
It's encouraged that I give my wife my phone. I might not be 100% on board with it.
Well, you know how this works now in 2021, right? I mean, there are some stores that say you can't come into my store unless you are masked, unless you are protected. And so the Bears are saying, you know, even if you're not vaccinated, we encourage you to stay safe. But if you don't want to, you can still come. That's really pretty much what you read there.
Right.
So what? So you have a standard one way or the other?
Exactly. Like the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres announced. They're in whatever it is, Erie County or whatever the county is. You can't buy a ticket unless you can prove to us you've been vaccinated. Now, people that haven't been are not happy about it. That's fine. You do not have to get vaccinated. I've said that to you.
Yes.
But you also have to live with the consequences of your action, whatever that is. And so the Bills and Sabres have said, you can't come in unless you prove to us you're vaccinated.
Well, you know, there's some places that just have, you know, very... open standards. They feel like, oh boy, if someone hasn't been vaccinated, then we're pushing those people out. And the Bears don't want to feel that way. They want to be all encompassing. But I don't know if you can in a pandemic.
Well, plus they play in a public facility that the city owns,
right.
The park district. So maybe that plays into it.
Yeah,
they own their own place.
I think that you have to be able to have one standard or another, allowing everyone in. I think that if you are any business, you got to decide. You can't be half one way, half the other. and make a standard, make a stand. I don't see much of a stand. It's like, we encourage you to do it, but if you don't, it's okay. I don't know about that. But this is where the Bears are right now. I'm surprised that they're letting the quote-unquote unwashed masses, fans like me, at Hallis Hall.
Yeah, for training camp.
I'm surprised.
We will have availability. The Daily Pursuit of bringing home a world championship has not changed. We'll have a very limited number of free training camp tickets this month. And plus, Meyer Family Fest at Soldier Field, August 3rd.
I miss Bourbonnais already. Because, I liked the restaurants around there. The bar scene around there.
Fun. We have a good time.
You rub your elbows next to a bear. Because it was like a very small area, right? That's what I...